Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, markets and company news. It's a Monday, and that means Makwe Maselela from Makwe Fund Managers is our market commentator. Makwe, good evening to you. Shares in Naspers and Prosus jumping in early trade today after Naspers advised it would report sharply higher interim earnings. In fact, up between 87 and 93%. Boy, that's impressive.
Very impressive. And remember, they continued their commitment to deliver growth with consolidated e-commerce profitability in the first half that significantly exceeded that of the prior 12 months. And the guys are investing in AI-first mindset. And also their core headline earnings per share expected to increase nicely. And that has been driven, Jeremy, by the accelerated growth in improved profitability of their consolidated e-commerce business and also the equity accounted investments, especially the Tencent one. And remember, Proxas results, you know, almost completely account for Naspers results. So based on Naspers anticipated results for the period ended the 30 September, Naspers is required to issue a trading statement. So to ensure that shareholders of Proxas are provided equivalent information simultaneously, Proxas as well had to issue one. And I think today Tencent announced that it is challenging Amazon's and Microsoft's cloud dominance by tapping into their WeChat ecosystem.
Perhaps not quite on the same scale, but this really is the little engine that could. Shares in Telkom also up today. The group reporting an almost 10% jump in profit at the halfway stage. And all of this, just reading the statement, looks about its absolute slavish adherence to cost optimization.
Yeah, and I think also their strategy of one telecom data led seems to be working, with revenue up 1.9% and driven by demand of their compelling data provision. I mean, the mobile revenues up 10%, fiber-related service revenue up 15.5%, and the mobile customer city now at 22.8 million. And we are a significant improvement when it comes to the net debt to EBITDA. I mean, it used to be 1.8 multiple, now sitting at 1.3. As interest debt was reduced by almost 885 million, and that itself, Jeremy, strengthened their balance sheet, and free cash flow remained positive, benefiting from strong operating cash generation. So, yeah, it has been expected that one could start seeing some kind of recovery.
Talking about recovery, we have spoken about this in the past, and PPC, that's the big cement manufacturer, has been involved in a big turnaround plan, starting to see benefits, albeit off a very low base, reporting first half for headline earnings per share, 22 cents up from 20 cents a year ago, but at least it's a move in the right direction.
Definitely this, you know, and you are right, cost discipline and price growth were the main drivers of their recovery, and the guys managed to have a strong second quarter rebuilding of that weaker first quarter, and despite an overall decline when it comes to cement volumes, as well as in the ready mix and edge business, they delivered higher cash flow generation up 36%, but revenue was down 4.2%, and that was due to Zimbabwe's revenue decrease and also materials revenue decrease, and the guys are positive. That the positive signs in the economy reflecting increasing confidence from the private sector as well as more dynamic tender processes in the public sector.
And it's also interesting to see, and this is not something you read a chief executive officer saying very often, but the CEO saying, and I quote, critical structural changes have had to be made, including the recruitment of skilled and experienced professionals. Mm-hmm. And what they've done is it's a complete recalibration and upskilling of the entire workforce, I guess, to meet modern demands within the building industry itself. And that's also probably a key component of this turnaround plan.
Definitely, and going forward, they'll reap the nice benefits out of that. And remember, they managed to also to get the approval to sell their Rwandan business. So that as well made it help them to have a nice cash flow coming into the company.
Let's move on to We Buy Cars. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, it listed in April this year, and it's now released full-year core headline earnings up 23.5%.
Good results, and I think the share price so far has managed to double since the listing in April. And yes, this is their maiden results as a listed entity. And they bought more cash units. I mean, the cash that they bought from people increased by 17.8% and sold to more increased by 16.4% compared to the previous period. Hence, their revenue could increase nicely by over 16%. And despite pressures on customers' affordability, and going forward, the cash will benefit from lower interest rates, higher levels of consumer confidence, and also improvement when it comes to new vehicle sales volumes. And yeah, as you are saying, the guys, but they prefer to use what they call core headline earnings to measure and benchmark the underlying performance of their business. And that core headline earnings per share is up 9.9%.
And just finally, out end of last week, but this is also good news as far as sentiment is concerned for the broader South African economy, and S&P Global giving, I guess, a nod of approval to the GNU. It's raised the outlook from a stable to a positive, and we'll take that with open arms, right?
Definitely, and we've seen the benefits as well when it comes to the rent. And yes, we note that commodity prices are also firm today, also helping the rent itself. And that simply means that if we continue at this rate, the next rating will be an upgrade.
And that's where we are going to leave it for tonight. Makwe Maselela from Makwe Fund Managers, thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.